Blog Talk Radio.
Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, aka G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, or the playboy comic, or the hustler comic. And I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, the playboy comic, the hustler comic, and I want to do sports. Let's talk G Money Sports Report on today's radio show. Let's talk college basketball or NBA basketball today on G Money Sports Report.
What's up, G Money?
What's up, man? How you doing? How's life treating you today?
Life is amazing, as always.
All right. Well, that's good. They should have sent you another letter. I guess you'd get it in a couple of days because, you know, they got to go through procedures and stuff. But
all right. I'll be waiting for that letter.
All right.
In the meantime.
Yeah. Let's talk about some basketball. Yeah, it's the Harlem Globetrotters. I've been here in Las Vegas this past weekend, so I know they had a good time, and everybody that saw the Harlem Globetrotters had a good time. So I know it was entertainment for the whole family. All right, well, let's talk college basketball. Let's talk about the tournaments that are being played now in all the different divisions. So what kind of information do you have for us about the tournaments? What tournament and who's playing and who's the champions in the tournament? so on and so forth. What do you got for us?
So the tournaments are, you know, they're by conference. And, you know, there's like 30 conferences, right? There's a lot of conferences.
Right.
And so you have to ask a more specific question than what's going on, because there's 30 tournaments, and each tournament there's more than one game. So
okay.
That's like over 100 games that you're asking me about. So you got to be a little bit more specific.
Okay. Well, how about if we just go through each tournament and you just let me know who's the lead team in each tournament? How about that? Let me know who's in first place in each tournament. Can we do that?
So, no, because the tournaments, they're not like when you have a bracket, you know, like for March Madness, when they start the after all the conference tournaments are done and they're like narrowing it down to the final four, there's a bracket. So this is what we're talking about, is before the brackets, like all the hundreds of thousands of games before the bracket begins. That's what we're talking about. So in every conference, there's a whole bunch of games in every conference. So
okay.
there's not like a tournament bracket you can go to see who's in first place.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, can you give us some ideas about some teams, some important teams that are playing in the brackets and they're doing good? Can you do that? Can you kind of give us an example of what the best teams in each tournament is?
Okay. So I will go through all the conferences and I'll tell you who's in like first or second place. How about that? So we're going to start with
that's
the AAC
good.
Conference. All right.
Okay. What's the AAC? What does the AAC stand for? The American Athletic Conference or the Atlantic American Conference? I think that's what it stands for. The Atlantic American Conference. That's the East Coast Conference somewhere.
So ACC, it doesn't tell me what it stands for here. ACC tournament. So Duke.
Okay. Well, that's East Coast Conferences. If Duke is in there,
West.
That's East Coast Conferences then. Okay.
Well, let me just tell you, I'm looking at ACC bracket and ACC tournament predictions, and it says these two 2024 ACC tournament advancement odds and average projected seeds are based upon our projected conference standing. So, for ACC, so it's interesting because the teams in this tournament and the ACC tournament are not necessarily the teams in – oh, this is a difference. This is AAC. Okay. So that's different.
Wait. What did you just find out?
So when I look at the list of conferences, the first conference that comes up is AAC. But when I look up the conference tournaments, the first bracket is ACC. So that's ACC instead of AAC. So they're different. So the ACC, that tournament information, the teams are Duke, North Carolina, Clemson, Pittsburgh, Wake Forest, Virginia, Virginia Tech, North Carolina State, Miami, Syracuse, Florida State, Boston College, Georgia Tech, Notre Dame, and Louisville. And I suspect that these teams are from different conferences, but they're in this particular tournament. Does that make sense what I just said?
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. So they're playing, they were invited to play in the tournament. That's why they're from all different leagues, because they were invited because they had good seasons or they had a good program, and they were invited to play in the conference, in the that tournament. Okay, so what's going on with that
possibly
tournament? Who's the do you have a team that's winning, like in first place in the tournament? Or can you tell us that kind of information yet?
Let me just go back up and look at the A, because I was looking at the AAC. Is there an ACC? There is an ACC. Okay. So, back to ACC. So ACC is actually a conference, and all of the teams in that conference are in the tournament. So the tournaments are basically all the teams in a conference. Okay. So, so I can go through all of the tournaments now. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32. So there's 32 conferences, and each there's a tournament in each conference, okay?
Okay.
So 32 conferences, and there's a tournament. That means there's 32 tournaments, okay? So basically, I will go through, like I started to do at the beginning, I'll go through each conference and tell you who's on top. So AAC, and I can't tell you what AAC stands for because there's nothing here that I can click on that will tell me that. That gives me a list of the conferences and their complete titles. So AAC is the first one, and in AAC, South Florida is on top, followed by Florida Atlantic, Charlotte, Memphis, and SMU. Those are the top five teams in the AAC conference.
Okay, so those would be the top five teams that we'd be looking for in the March Madness tournament. So they're going to be the top five teams that will qualify for March Madness. So, okay. So that would be one of the top 64 teams. Yeah, because they usually take the top teams in each tournament.
They take what?
They take the top five teams in each tournament. Or actually, they take the winners of each tournament. But if you got the top five of each tournament right now, then if you tell us the top five teams in each tournament, we'll have an idea of what teams will be playing in March Madness. Which teams will be one of the teams or two of the teams that will be picked for the 68 teams that will be playing in March Madness. How's that? That's how they'll do it. They'll take the best teams in the tournament and invite them to play in March Madness. Okay, so that's the top five teams in the AAC conference or tournament. All right.
Right.
So What's the next
Same
term?
Thing, conference slash tournament, right.
Right.
So the next up is the ACC, and the top five teams in the ACC are North Carolina, Duke, Virginia, Clemson, and Pittsburgh.
Okay. Pittsburgh is the one I haven't heard of before. I'm wondering, that's interesting. We'll just have to keep our eye on Pittsburgh and see if they show up in the tournament and how they do. Okay. So that's the top five in tournament.
So what's interesting in this particular tournament slash conference is the teams who are not in the top five. So who's not in the top five are Syracuse, Wake Forest, North Carolina State, Virginia Tech, Florida State, Boston College, Georgia Tech, Notre Dame, Miami, Florida, and Louisville. Those teams are not in the top five. Okay.
Okay.
So that's a lot of teams, right? Some good teams, right?
Yeah, that is. Now, were the top five teams, are they in alphabetical order? Because maybe that's why the other teams didn't get picked.
No.
Because Notre Dame is
No, they're based upon their win-loss record.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good then. All right. Yeah, so the top five teams would be a good chance that they'll make the tournament. So that's good. Okay. So the next tournament and the league and the tournament, the five teams that are in that tournament are who? Top five positions in the next tournament.
So that's the America East tournament. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are only 9 teams in that conference. The top five are Vermont, UMass Lowell. That's number 2. Number 3 is Bryant. Number 4 is New Hampshire. And number 5 is Binghamton.
Binghamton?
And that's in the America East Conference. Binghamton.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a new conference for the tournament. I haven't heard of Bennington playing in the March Madness tournament ever. I haven't heard of Bennington. So we'll have to keep an eye on Bennington and see if they qualify for the top 68 and who they'll be playing. Okay, so Bennington's on our list. Okay, go to the next conference league tournament.
At the Atlantic 10, top five teams are Richmond, Loyola Chicago, Dayton, VCU, and Massachusetts. Who's not
VCU?
In the top five? VCU.
Okay. VCU.
Correct.
V as in Victor. U, University. C is, what is C? Connecticut? Virginia Common?
You want to know who VCU is?
Yes.
VCU is, who's VCU? Nothing's telling me who VCU is. So I guess I have to Google it. VCU is Virginia Commonwealth University.
Virginia Commonwealth. Okay.
Virginia Commonwealth University.
Yes. Okay. We'll have to keep an eye on them to see if they qualify for the tournament. But they're in the top five in that conference, that league, that tournament. So it's a possibility that they'll be playing in the top 68 teams in the country that will be playing in the NCAA tournament. Okay, Commonwealth, VCU. All right, I got to make a note of that. VCU will be one of the teams. Okay, all right.
Yeah, they're 4 out of 5 in the Atlantic 10, so.
They're 4 out of 5? Okay. So they have a good team. They've been playing good.
Richmond is number 1. Loyola Chicago is number 2. Dayton is number 3. VCU is number 4. And Massachusetts is number 5.
Okay.
The Big 12.
All right.
In the Big 12 conference, number 1 is Houston. Were you saying something?
No. Go ahead. I'm just repeating it.
Okay.
Big 12. Okay.
In the Big 12 conference, number 1 is Houston. Number 2 is Iowa State. Number 3 is Baylor. Number 4 is Kansas. And number 5 is Texas Tech.
Texas finally squeezed in there. That's the first team from Texas that's been recognized so far. Okay. We usually have a lot of Texas teams that show up. So that's a good one. Texas. All right. We can keep our eye on that one.
All right. Next up is Big East.
The Big East, okay. They should have a lot
and
of teams.
The top
should qualify.
What did you need transfer? 20 or 10?
The top 5 teams.
Both a 10 and a 20. I didn't know what you were bringing.
I got 4 or 5, so I got transfer of 20.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, DJ, go ahead.
The top 5 teams in Big East are UConn, Creighton, Marquette, Seton Hall, and Providence.
I got the 20. Here's your 4 or 5.
Okay. What is this?
That's a 1. So you got $11 in your hand right now.
That's okay. I had 5 singles yesterday.
These are 4 singles right here that I'm about to get. 4 or 5.
Okay, 4 or 5.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
This is the 4 or 5.
That's the 4 or 5 I just gave you. So that's 1.
This is a 1.
Hold on, no. Let me.
They say I'm back. I'm back in the hood since I'm to match. My hair is long. My skin is black. I drink champagne and I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money. I'm smooth as silk. I eat Cheerios with cold milk. That's Papa G. I'm calling Bill. His picture's on my window sill. I go to church in my room. She's the bride and I'm the groom. I work out right on Zoom. Getting fucked. Playing Doom. Look at my arm, hard as hell. I work out, can't you tell? Pimp all day, ring the bell. In my room, what that smell? And they say I'm back. This thumb's a match. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm back. This thumb's a match. My skin is black. Don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money. Come on, y'all. Standing up, walking tall. Up all day, ready to ball. Bigger they are, the harder they fall. It's my boy in the mall. Marky D, big head Paul. Making moves, standing tall. Making hella money, y'all. Shooting hoops in the park. Behind my back, hitting the mark. Going home before it starts. Feed my pigs so they don't bark. Now I lay me down to sleep. Pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. Tell my girl, no time to sleep. Cause I'm G-Money and I'm going deep. And they say I'm fat. This thumb's a match. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat. This thumb's a match. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money, and I get down. doing my thing all across the town. I get up and I get down. I'm the king and I wear the crown. I'm G Money, I'm the man. I got girls all across the land. I'm on a mission, I got a plan. Facebook Live, OnlyFans. I'm G Money, yeah that's right. I lost my money, I lost my sight, I lost my house, but that's alright. I still got the Lord, still in the fight. I'm G Money, and I'm here to say, I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6'5" all day. And they say I'm fat, cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat, cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. 6'5" is where I reside. West Side, South Central LA. And as the Mac is back. All right. What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, the playboy comic, the hustler, and we're doing Sports Report on Gregory Stories. Okay, DJ Papa D, let's continue with the leagues. We were in the Big 12, and you were naming the teams in the Big 12. So what do we have? Hello?
I said, I was muted. Sorry about that. Actually, I had just named the teams in the Big East: UConn, Creighton, Marquette, Seton Hall, and Providence.
Okay. Well, we can definitely see UConn because they're the defending national champions. So they will definitely be in the tournament. And what were the other two, other three or four teams?
Creighton, Marquette, Seton Hall, and Providence.
Okay, I recognize all of those teams, Creighton, Providence, Seton Hall.
Marquette.
And Marquette. Yeah, okay. I recognize all those teams. So all of those teams will probably make the tournament because they sound like they're the basketball program schools in the East. All right. So we got those teams. All right. Let's go on to another league, another conference, and another tournament.
Next conference is Big Sky. Top number one is Eastern Washington. Number two is Montana. Number three is Northern Colorado. Number four is Weber State. And number five is Montana State.
Whoa. Montana State made the – we'll see if they make the NCAA tournament. But I haven't heard of Montana State. I don't even know what kind of basketball program they have in Montana. I know they got a football program, but I have no idea what kind of basketball program. And what position are they in the tournament? Are they fifth in the tournament right now?
They're fifth in the conference.
In their conference?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fifth. Okay, so Montana, okay. And what were the other names of the other teams? Let me see if I recognize any of the other teams.
In this Big Sky, it's Eastern Washington, Montana, Northern Colorado, Weber State, and Montana State. Those are the top five.
Weber State, I haven't heard anything about Weber State. And Montana State,
I haven't heard anything about Montana at all. So both of the Montana schools are new entries. So we'll have to see if they make the NCAA tournament, and we'll have to look to see if they're one of the chosen few that joined the top 68 teams in the country that play in the NCAA tournament. Okay, Montana. Yeah, we got to keep our eye on that. Montana. Weber State. Oh. Well, maybe we need to keep an eye on Weber State, too, because I haven't heard anything about Weber State. They may have one good athlete at Weber State, and they could win some games and make the tournament, but they may be the number 68 team in the tournament, which means they're going to be at the bottom of the bunch. But they'd have to win a couple of games to get recognized as a basketball school. So we'll have to see what happens with Weber State and Montana. Okay. So that's another three teams to the list. All right. What's the next conference and tournament?
Next conference is the Big South. Top five teams are number one, High Point. Number two, University of North Carolina at Asheville. Number three, Gardner-Webb. Number four, Winthrop. And number five, Longwood.
Longwood? Is that what you said? Longwood?
Yep.
I haven't heard anything about Longwood. Is that Longwood State or Longwood University?
Nope.
It's
just Longwood.
Longwood.
I can look it up. Let's see. Longwood. Longwood University. Out of what state are they in? They're in Virginia. Out of Farmville, Virginia. I think.
Longwood out of Farmville, Virginia. Okay. Well, we have to see if they make the top 68. And what order, what number are they in the tournament right now?
They're ranked number five in that particular conference, five out of nine. Teams.
Okay. So they're five. They're ranked five in that conference. Okay.
Right.
All right. Longwood. Okay. We'll have to keep an eye on Longwood, see if they show up in the top 68 in the NCAA tournament. Okay. Let's go to the next tournament or the next conference.
The Big Ten. In the Big Ten, and number one is Purdue. Number two is Illinois. Number three is Nebraska. Number four is Northwestern. And number five is Wisconsin.
Well, all of those sound like their common name. I think I recognize all five of those teams. So it's possible we'll see all five of them in the tournament. So they, all five, must have real good basketball programs. So they're going to show up. Okay, Purdue and Nebraska. I wonder about Nebraska. I know they got a good football program, but maybe they're getting some basketball players in Nebraska now. We'll have to see if Nebraska is one of the teams making the top 68. All right. Sounds good. So let's go to the next conference tournament.
Next conference. The next conference is the Big West. In first place, it's UC Irvine. Second place is UC San Diego. Third place, UC Davis. Fourth place, Long Beach State. And fifth place, Hawaii.
Whoa. Hawaii made the tournament? They made that tournament at least. And they're fifth. And yep. UC Davis made
they're
the
in
tournament?
That conference.
Oh, no. They made the conference. So how many teams in this conference before I get excited about UC Davis making the tournament?
There's 10 teams in the conference.
10 teams.
11 teams.
And UC Davis, UC Davis is fourth or third in that conference?
Number three.
They're number three
out of 11. All right.
UC Davis. 3 out of 11 basketball programs coming around. All right, UC Davis is represented. So we'll see if they make the top 68. But it's good to know that they're playing well in their division conference. That's good. That they're number three in that conference. Is that what you said? UC Davis is number three. In the conference. All right.
That's
the boys from Davis
that
represent. Okay. And who else is in that conference? Let me see who they're competing against. Other team. Oh, you said Irvine. Yeah. Okay.
UC Irvine, UC San Diego. Third is UC Davis. Fourth is Long Beach State. Fifth is Hawaii. And then the rest of the teams are UC Santa Barbara, UC Riverside, Cal State Northridge, Cal State University Bakersfield, Cal State University Fresno, and Cal Poly. I'm assuming that's Cal Poly San Luis Obispo.
Okay. Well, none of those other teams ring a bell. So I don't think any of those other teams are actually prominent basketball programs. I don't recognize any of them. I recognize Irvine, and I recognize Davis, and I recognize San Diego, and what other school was it? Long Beach. Yeah, okay. And what was the fifth school?
You should know all these schools. They're all California schools. UC Irvine, they're all the UC schools, plus Hawaii, Cal State Northridge, Cal State Bakersfield, Cal State Fullerton, and Cal Poly. All the others are UC.
Okay.
UC Irvine, UC San Diego, UC Davis, UC Santa Barbara, and UC Riverside.
Oh, okay. Well, all of the UC schools, I kind of recognize them. And the state schools, like Long Beach State, I've heard about them playing in some tournaments, but not going very far. But they've been playing. And I guess I haven't heard anything about Cal Poly. Sorry. I don't know anything about Cal Poly. And
that's because they have.
Did they
win
any games?
They're 0-19.
Okay. Well, that's why they're not on the radar. I don't know nothing about them. They're 0-19. Okay. Well, we'll give them a heads up for the program. We'll make an announcement about Cal Poly's program, but I'm sure they don't get any recruits that are trying to get drafted to play for Cal Poly. They're 0-19. They don't have no ball players.
You know,
they got no coaches.
You know,
they have no.
You know, it's funny.
No recruiting.
What's funny is that so you know I went to Cal Poly, right? And a long time ago. And I knew a lot of the guys on the basketball team. Actually, when I was there, we had a pretty good basketball team. And so I still know some of the guys who played basketball at Cal Poly. 40 years ago or 50 years ago or however long that was when we were there, 45 years ago.
Did any of them go pro?
Not that I'm aware of. None of them went pro, but they're all pretty good. But, you know, these guys are all like 65 now, 64, 63, 64, 65 years old. But they have to be like, you know, they all had a reunion at school a few years ago because they actually had a winning season when I was there in the early 80s. But these guys must be like just like not happy seeing their team 0-19. I can only imagine how they feel about that.
Because
they were good. When they were there, they were, like, amazing. They were good. And now their team is 0-19. They can't be happy about that.
Yeah. They're a little disappointed that their program hasn't blown up and become a major success, a major basketball college on the West Coast. Yeah, I guess I would be a little disappointed, too.
They're like 0-19. Like how you, that's the worst you can do. You can't be any worse.
Yeah. You haven't won a game. Not one game. That's what 0-19
off
means. You've had 19 attempts,
yep,
and zero wins. Wow.
I mean,
oh,
come on,
man.
You're playing
what is
Cal State Bakersfield and UC Santa Barbara. Come on now.
Yeah. So what are the records of some of the other teams? I mean, who's ahead of Cal Poly? What are their records? I mean, like three wins.
So right above them is Cal State Fullerton, and they have 7 wins and 12 losses. So go from 0 wins and 19 losses to 7 wins and 12 losses. And the team in first place, UC Irvine, they have 16 wins and 3 losses. So, you know, most of the teams are 9 and above. There's only 3 teams that are below 9 wins. Yes, it's Cal State Bakersfield, Cal State Fullerton, and Cal Poly. Cal State teams are all down at the bottom, except for Long Beach State. So the university system is producing better athletes, apparently.
Wow.
The University of California system, as opposed to the Cal State system.
Yeah, the UC California system, right. The big university, that's what we call them. UC California, University of California, not California State, UC California, the bigger universities.
Whatever.
Are showing up.
Whatever.
Yeah, the bigger universities are showing up. Okay, well, I guess they got some money. They're putting programs together because they got some state money. And they're building their program. So that's all right. All right. Well, we can look and see if Cal Poly makes the tournament. But I don't think so. I don't think so. Not
think
with zero wins.
I think that's fairly impossible. I guess anything's possible, right?
Yeah. If they get a vote from somebody on the board and say, hey, I went to Cal Poly. I want to vote for them to go into the tournament. We're going to give them some money to play in the tournament.
I don't think you win the tournament by getting votes. I think you have to win games.
Yeah, I think so too. But, you know, another thing, if Cal Poly has a big auditorium, do they have a big arena that they play in, or is it a little small little gym?
I mean, it's been a while since I've been there, but I mean, it's a regular sized basketball arena. It's not like the Forum or anything, but you know, it's a regular sized college basketball gym, as far as I know.
So you don't think that they would have like 30,000 seats in their auditorium to have all of the fans that could fit in that auditorium?
At Cal Poly?
30,000 seats. Yeah.
No. It's more like a high school basketball gym.
Oh, okay. Because, see, if they got a big auditorium, a big gym, and they can seat a lot of people, they may get a vote for a game to be played at Cal Poly, because that's how they help Cal Poly make some money for their sports program. So they hold the game at Cal Poly, so they can fill the auditorium, and that's how they make money. The ticket sales for the auditorium makes money for the school.
So, G Money, are you talking about regular season? Because regular season, like half of their games are home games and half of their games are away games. Is that what you're talking about? Playing games? Because they obviously play games during the season at home. So you must be talking about something else.
Yeah, well, I'm saying that if they play home games and they can fill their arena, they can fill their stadium, and they can get, you know, a full stadium of, like, I don't know, 15,000 or 20,000 people, well, they may get a couple of games put their way, because that'll help the school raise money. But if they're not packing,
but that's
the
what
arena,
I don't understand. What do you mean? What do you mean by games put their way? What does that mean?
Well, the way that the tournament will be picking the teams that play in the tournament, they know that they need teams that have a lot of seats. They have big stadiums for the crowd to come to.
I don't think that's how they pick the teams that play in the tournament, by the size of their stadium.
That's one of the ways that they pick the teams. If they win and they have a big auditorium, then that'll be a chance for the school to get a game at their university. But they got to win some games, of course. They can't just, you know, get picked because they got a big gym. They have to, you know, they have to win a few games. And if they can draw some fans to the school, then the big colleges may want to play there, because the big colleges can draw fans. And if they go to a school that has a big arena, then the fans will go and support the schools that are playing at the big arena. So that's what I'm saying. They have to have a decent-sized arena for them to be considered, because they don't want a team that they don't have no draw. They can't draw nobody. And, you know, they got a small gym. They're not going to be interested in putting those colleges in the tournament, because they can't draw no fans. They can't make no money for the programs. So That's what I'm saying.
But you keep saying like the colleges that are get put in the tournament. Colleges don't get put in the tournament. Colleges earn their way into the tournament by being winners. So a college like Cal Poly will never, they're not going to be quote unquote picked, because they're not in the tournament because they don't have any wins. So I don't understand what you mean by getting picked.
I'm
Nobody gets picked.
Unless
you're
they
talking about
the win loss.
Unless what you're talking about is for like if you're talking about like who's going to be the home team and who's going to be the away team during these tournament games, if that's what you're talking about, and they picked who's going to be the home team by the size of their stadium, that's the only thing I can imagine you're talking about, because otherwise there's no other. They're not going to pick the team based upon anything else. You have to be in the tournament and a winning team in order for you to – you have to be in the tournament in order for your school to be picked as the home team. But, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about. So maybe it happens a different way.
They have to have wins in order to be considered to play in the tournament. But it's always good if they got a big arena that they can pick the team to play in, because they can say, well, this team can play a home game in their arena, and we can help them make some money for the college because they got a big arena, and we can put them in the tournament.
Who do you think is making that decision?
The board.
When you say they pick, who is the they that you're talking about?
It's all of the coaches together that come together, and there's a board, and they make the decision on who's going to play in the tournament. They pick the teams, and when they schedule the places, they pick the best teams first, and then they pick the worst teams last. But then they look and see what schools have big arenas, and then they may consider putting one of those schools in the tournament. And that's when you get tournament, you know, you're number 68 in the tournament, because there's 68 teams that make the tournament. So, you know, your team may only have one or two wins, but they have a big stadium, a big arena that they can play in, then they may get picked to play one home game in that tournament. And, of course, they're going to lose, but the game is going to be a big stadium, and hopefully they'll sell out because the team that they're playing against will draw a lot of fans to that arena. And if they do, then that school, which is the home team, will make money, and it'll have money that they can put toward their basketball program. So that's how they do it. That's why a team would always want to get picked to play in the tournament, because if they get one game, one home game, they can make a bunch of money at that home game if they play in the tournament. Even if they don't win, just being in the tournament and having all the TV cameras going to their school and filming the game at the school, that would be big money for the basketball program at the school.
Greg, G Money, I understand that a tournament at a school can make the school a lot of money. That's really clear. You don't have to keep emphasizing that. What's not clear and what doesn't make sense is that you talk about teams being picked to be in a tournament, and that teams aren't selected to be in a tournament. Teams have to win to be in the tournament, right? If you're talking about like March Madness,
well,
that's what you're talking about, right?
We're talking most of the teams
right?
have to earn
You're talking about March Madness,
right? Yes, yes.
Teams that make it to March Madness have earned their way there. None of them are selected. They all are there because they're the winners of their conference tournaments.
Right.
Right?
But you have the teams that are like number 68 in the selection. They're at the bottom of the list.
They're not selected. There is no selection. Do you understand that? There is no selection. You're not selected to be in March Madness. You have to win to get into March Madness. You're not selected, right?
No, but the last, the 64.
No, that's not right.
Is the conference, no, the four teams from 65 to 68 are picked to be in the tournament. But the other teams, the top 64, are in the tournament because they have winning records. So the last four teams are just picked out of random selection for the tournament. That's what I'm saying. So if you're team number 68, you've gotten picked because you got a big gym and the tournament wants to make you some money by bringing TV cameras into your arena to watch your team play, even though they know you're not going to win, because the 68th pick team doesn't move on. It plays one game, and then it's eliminated. And the top, the last four teams, 68, 67, 66, and 65, all of them are picked. They don't qualify to win to go to the NCAA tournament.
What,
the NCAA tournament,
what are they picked
qualifies
based on?
The top 64. Huh?
I said, what are they chosen based on?
Based on the size of their arena, their gym. Because if they have a good,
so you could be a last.
Gym.
You could be a last. You're saying that you could be a last place team, never won any games like Cal Poly, but you actually might get picked because you have a big gym. That's
yes,
what you're saying.
Because that's how they want to help you make some money for your program. They could play a game at your school and bring the cameras in and. You'll play against a team that's obviously going to be better than you, but you'll play a game and you'll get the promotion for the TV cameras and the advertisement and stuff that'll be played at that school. So we'll watch. We'll watch and see. When they pick the top 60, the last four teams, 68, 67, 66, and 65, we're going to look at their record and see how many wins those teams have, okay? We can do that, and we can see how they qualify
okay.
for the tournament, because I don't think they'll have many wins. I'm thinking they're just invited because they got a big gym, and that's their opportunity to make some money for their school. Because if they can pack their gym, they can make a lot of money for the players and for the school if they play one game. And if they win the game and they play another game at home, oh, that's even better. They got two times the TV advertisement and all of the viewing fans from all over the country that'll be watching players at that school play. And that's why it's when we have those teams that are underdogs and they win, then that's a big boost for the college, for them to make a move and be able to raise a lot of money for their campus. And then the coaches and the recruiting team can go out and recruit better players because people saw them on TV. And that's how they can start building their program. So that's what I'm saying. The last four teams are picked because they got big auditoriums and it gives the school a chance to make some money and to be seen on national TV. And it gives them a chance to make some money for their sports program. Now we'll see when the tournament starts and they pick the top 68 teams, the last four teams will probably be teams with very few wins. And we'll check. We'll go through the tournament and see how many wins they have.
So I was just reading up on how the teams are selected. So 32 teams are the conference winners, and then the other 36 teams are selected by a committee. And I was just reading how the committee selects the teams, and it says nothing in here about the size of the stadium. It has all these other criteria that they use, but none of it is about the size of the stadium.
Mm. Okay.
I'm just letting you know that. There's all sorts of it's actually really complicated. It's not as simple as you say. It's actually really complicated how this committee chooses the other 36 teams that play in the Final Four. Some are just teams that they know are good, even if they don't get a high record. Some are teams that have, like, you know, a really high win-loss record. There's a lot of different criteria that they look at. So it's actually pretty complicated here. But none of it is about maybe it's unspoken, so it's not written down, that they also look at. They want to look at, they want to give a school a bump or something. You know, so I don't know where you got that information. That sounds like word of mouth or something that's not talked about. But in this particular document I'm looking at, it doesn't say anything about, you know, helping a smaller school make money as being part of the criteria.
Okay. Well, again, we'll wait and see what happens with the bottom four teams and see what their record is and see if they got picked because maybe they had a winning season one year, but this past year or these past last 2 years, they didn't win anything. So they give them a chance to, you know, show their school. I don't know. We'll see. That's just my opinion on how I think they picked the last four teams. Because I'm thinking they want to help.
Oh, okay. So it's your opinion. So you actually don't know what you're talking about. You're just making this up. What's interesting is that what they say here is that they choose based upon game results, strength of the schedule, the location, scoring margin, net offensive and defensive efficiency. All games will be evaluated equally. There's no bonus or penalty for when a game is played within the season. The quality of the wins and losses, things like that, those are how they choose who's going to be the 36 additional teams that show up in the March Madness bracket. Again, you know, that's what they say. But I guess we'll see, right?
Yeah, we'll see. Because I'm thinking that, you know, the top 64 is based on the record. You know, so you got to win. You got to be a winning school. And you got
to
win in your tournament.
The top 32.
The top 64.
The top 32.
The top 64 teams are winning.
There's only six. No, that's not correct. That's not correct. There's only, Greg, listen. There's only 32 conferences, okay? So the 32 teams that win their conference are automatically in the bracket. The other 36
right.
teams are selected by a committee. Do you understand what I just said?
Right. Right.
So there
but
is no first 64.
Teams.
There is no
yeah.
first 64, right? Okay. That's what you were saying, and I'm telling you that that's not correct. There is no such thing as a first 64. It's a first 32 who get there because they won, and the other 36 get there because they're selected by a committee. Okay? And that's it. There's only 68 teams in the bracket.
Yeah, but the last four teams are not winners. They're in the tournament because somebody
that's
voted
true.
Them in.
They were... But what you're not understanding, Greg, is the last 38 teams out of 68. Let me think. It's 68
yeah.
minus 32, so 36. So the last 36 teams are all in there because somebody selected them. It's not just the last four. It's
no.
the last 36 teams are there because somebody selected them.
No, 32 of the last 36 are in the tournament because they have decent records. That's why they were picked. That's why they're
but
considered.
No, Greg, G Money, are you
winning.
Are you not hearing what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear what you're
it
saying.
It doesn't
at
matter.
36.
It doesn't. Listen. All I'm saying is that they are selected. You're saying they're selected because of, and I'm like, not necessarily. They're all 60, all final 60, 36 teams are not there because they have good records. They are there because they were selected based upon varying criteria, not based upon their good record.
Okay?
Okay.
Well,
sometimes
the
team
we'll
is picked
check.
Because of who their competition was. But it's not based
right.
upon their record. So 32
okay.
teams make it based upon their record, and the other 36 are selected based upon a variety of criteria, not necessarily
right, but I'm sure
on their record.
Most of them have to have a winning record to get picked. That's how they're
No,
selected.
They don't.
But okay.
They don't.
Well,
I'm telling you
we'll
that they
see.
Don't. I'm
okay.
I'm reading it
we'll
here,
see.
And it doesn't
you
it's saying that it's not
it.
Based upon their record.
Well, we know
so get that in your brain. It's not based upon their record.
We can go down the tournament.
Necessarily.
We will go down the tournament.
What?
And we'll see the second 36 that are picked for the NCAA
right.
tournament. We'll look and see where they were in their tournament when they were playing. And we'll see
okay.
if they're
okay.
at the bottom of their tournament. Or they're one of the top teams in the tournament, but they only picked eight teams from their tournament. But they had 14 teams that they had to choose from. So they gave the other six teams a vote in. But we'll check it out. That'll make it interesting. Because I'm saying the last four teams are picked because of their gym size so they could make money for the school. But you're saying that all the
okay.
teams are not picked on their record, but they're picked on criteria, which has something to do with the games that they play, who they played against, and the competition of the teams that they're playing. All of that is considered, but I'm still thinking that they're picking the teams that have better win-loss records. All of the teams that make the top 64 have better records than the last four teams in the tournament. That's all I'm saying.
Well, how are you going to
we'll
prove
see.
That? How are we going to prove that?
We just go, when we go through the tournament and we look at the teams
we can go back to the tournament that they came from and see where they finished in the tournament. That's how we can prove
but
and we can look at
the, Greg, you still won't know why they've been selected. And anyway, even if those teams show up they have good win loss records, it doesn't mean that that's why they were picked. That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
It doesn't mean that's why they were picked
because there are other criteria. There's like eight or nine of different points, different criteria, and their record is just one of them.
Right.
It's just one out of nine.
Yeah, it's an.
You don't know
point.
That because there's nothing here that says that. So you're speculating. It doesn't have to be. You're speculating. You're speculating that particular criteria holds more weight when nothing actually says that. Listen. You can speculate all you want, but you can't prove anything that you're saying. You're just speculating.
Yeah.
That's all. You have a feeling and a belief, and it's all in your mind and in your feelings, but there's no proof for what you're saying.
Okay.
Even if we look at the records, it still doesn't prove what you're saying. That's what I'm saying.
And when we see who was picked,
that's not proof.
Position in the tournament,
that is not proof.
It is proof.
But that's not proof.
It will be.
It's not proof.
It'll be part of the picking procedure. Because I know they're not going to pick any teams.
You don't know that, and that's the whole point is that you don't know. You're just speculating, and because your speculation can't be proven, you believe whatever you speculate, and that's just unfortunately, that's how you are. But anyway, we'll see.
Yeah. We'll see. All right, we will check it out. I'm really excited about determining that. I can see if you're wrong, and I'm going to go, see, look at that team. That made it to the tournament, and they only had 12 wins.
But Greg, you can't prove, you cannot prove whether I'm right or wrong or you're right or wrong. I'm saying what I'm reading from their website. Okay, that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying anything other than what's on their website. You're the one who's saying stuff that's outside of what they're saying, how they pick. And what I'm suggesting to you is you can't prove what their intentions are if they don't say it in what they say their criteria is. You can speculate, which is what you're doing, but speculation is not proof. It's just what you imagined, and if what you imagined, if you know the data supports what you imagined, doesn't prove you're right. It just proves that you guessed, you know, you had a good guess. But it doesn't prove that you're right. But anyway, we'll see.
Yep.
What I'm telling you is basically kind of like logic and statistics and how you read that stuff, and it has nothing to do with your feelings or your beliefs. It's actually, you know, very analytical. And I think that's the problem. It's like your feelings are irrelevant in this. It doesn't matter how you feel or what you think. What matters is the actual information and data that you have and how they tell you they're interpreting that data. So maybe like what will happen is they're going to come out with some kind of like logic or reason
report.
Why they chose each of the teams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And so that will be proof.
We'll see.
But other than that, it's just speculation.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm willing to bet on my speculation. And you bet on your criteria and stuff. And we'll see how many of my teams.
Well, I'm not going to bet on anything that can't be proven. How am I going to bet on something that can't be proven? But anyway, that's another conversation another day.
Okay. All right. So that's G-Money Sports Report for today. What time is it? Is it 4:30? We've been talking on basketball
4:15.
For a long time. 4:15. All right. Well, let's do a story. You have a story to play for the listening audience. So let's play a story. And then we can play a song. And then we can do the birthdays and we can get out of here for a Friday. And what basketball games are this weekend? Let me find out what basketball games are this weekend. We have any college games being played
about,
this weekend?
Okay, I was going to ask you if you're talking about NCAA or NBA, but you're talking about NCAA, right?
Yeah, but I'm talking about NBA too. I want to know what games are being played this weekend. I want to watch TV.
Okay.
I'm going to listen to the games. So if I can pick a game, and I can follow it, and I go, oh, yeah, okay, we picked them this weekend. So
all right,
go back and talk about it.
I'll start with the are you done?
Yeah, I'm finished.
Hello. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll start with the NCAA. There's a delay between when I say something and you hear it. There's also a delay between when you say something and I hear it. That's why it sounds like you've answered the question and I'm still asking about it. It's because there's a delay. If you say something, you have to like count to three, and then that's when I actually hear it. Okay?
Okay.
Two, three, you're hearing it now.
Three.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Okay, so college basketball. Tonight, the VMI is playing ETSU. I have no idea who those teams are. Presby is playing G-Webb.
G-Webb. Oh,
Western
Illinois.
I don't know who G-Webb is. Do you?
No, I was thinking it was Webster
Hello?
State. That was Webster State was what I thought it was.
Oh, okay. I don't think it's Webster State. G-Webb is I don't know. I don't know who G-Webb is. Western Illinois is playing UALR. I don't know who that is. South Dakota is playing ORU. I don't know who that is. Kent is playing Toledo. Pepper is playing USD. Wichita State is playing Tulane. UIC is playing Brad. G Canyon is playing CalBAP. GCU, G Canyon University, is playing CB, California Baptist something, maybe, University. Moore Est is playing UT. They're only given the names. Oh, okay. I expanded it. Now I can actually read it. Okay. Ah, wow. Okay, VMI at two. Presbyterian is playing Gardner-Webb. Western Illinois is playing Little Rock. South Dakota is playing Oral Roberts. Kent State is playing Toledo. Pepperdine is playing San Diego State. Wichita State is playing Tulane. UIC, don't know who that is, playing Bradley. Grand Canyon is playing California Baptist University. Moorhead State is UT Martin. UT, is that Utah? LMU, California, that's Loyola Marymount, is playing Portland. And that is all the games for today. Tomorrow, there's like a whole bunch of games, like about 60. You want me to read them all?
Sure, why not?
Okay. 14th ranked Kansas is playing number one ranked Houston. I guess they're ranked in their maybe they're ranked in their no, I don't know where they're ranked. Number two ranked UConn is playing Providence. 15th ranked Kentucky is playing number four ranked Tennessee. Fifth, number five ranked Arizona is playing Southern California. Number six ranked Iowa State is playing Kansas State. Number seventh ranked North Carolina is playing number ninth ranked Duke. Marquette is playing Xavier. Creighton is playing Villanova. Baylor is playing Texas Tech. And these are all tomorrow. Georgia is playing Auburn. Arkansas is playing Alabama. South Carolina is playing Mississippi State. Oklahoma State is playing BYU, Brigham Young, I believe, University in Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah. Boise State is playing San Diego State. New Mexico is playing Utah State. South Florida is playing Tulsa. Memphis is playing Florida Atlantic. Longwood, remember them, they're playing High Point. Lemoyne is playing Merrimack. Campbell is playing Monmouth. Stanford, we're not sure who they're playing. Samford is playing TBA, which I believe means to be announced.
Samford.
S-A-M-F-O-R-D. Georgetown is playing St. John's out of New York. Brown is playing Yale, and then that must be in the Ivy League Conference, the Ivy Conference. Georgia Southern is playing Appalachia State. St. Louis is playing St. Bonaventure. Rhode Island is playing Fordham. Vienna is playing Iona. Western Kentucky is playing Liberty. Davidson is playing St. Joseph's. Maine is playing Bryant. Wagner is playing Central Connecticut State. West Virginia is playing Cincinnati. Cornell is playing Columbia. George Washington is playing Duquesne. Niagara is playing Marist. Texas A&M is playing who's Texas A&M playing? Sorry, I'm looking up something right now. I'm looking up is last year's bracket to see if any of these teams I find actually are in the bracket that I'm talking about. So I talked about who did I talk about last? Brown and Yale, St. Louis and oh, okay, whatever. St. Bonaventure, Rhode Island and Fordham. Okay, I talked about these guys. Cornell, Columbia. Okay, George Washington, Duquesne, Niagara, Marist. Texas A&M is playing Ole Miss. Quinnipiac is playing St. Peter's. Oklahoma is going to play Texas. Notre Dame is playing Virginia Tech. Richmond is playing George Mason. William and Mary is playing Towson. University of North Carolina, Greensboro is playing to be announced. Louisiana is playing to be announced. Middle Tennessee is playing Louisiana Tech. Binghamton is playing New Hampshire. Utah Tech is playing SFA. That's a school in Texas. Interesting. Jacksonville State is playing Sam Houston, UMBC. Don't know who that is. University of – don't know who that is. is playing UMass and Loyal. UMass from Lowell. Yeah. What?
What I've come to realize is that white America has placed a lot of money into education, because a lot of those schools are all white schools. They're not black schools. So white America has put a lot of money not only in education, but in sports programs to help their kids make it to college or to qualify for college. So they put money in the sports program so kids can qualify for the sports, and that way they can go to college. That's what I realized, because a lot of the colleges are paying the professors out of the sports program money. So it's a lot of schools. And I'm just thinking it's a lot of classes that are at all of these schools where they got to pay all the teachers that are teaching at these schools. And a lot of these schools are white-only schools. They're not black universities. Some of them are, but most of them aren't. So, yeah, they spend a lot of money investing in their sports program so they could qualify a lot of their kids to go to college. That's interesting.
That's an interesting thought.
That's a whole lot.
Yeah, there definitely is a lot of money. There's a lot of money in college sports. And it's not going to the students, so it's going somewhere.
Yeah, it's going to the teachers.
I mean, students who play sports and who get scholarships are certainly benefiting, but they're not getting paid like, you know, like professional athletes.
Right.
The university
is
getting
that, you know. They're trying to institute that as a program for the college students to start getting paid. They're getting a percentage of the door, of the gate, when they're playing in the coliseums and they're playing in the basketball arenas. They're starting to pay the students that are playing on the teams now. That's interesting.
That's interesting. That sounds like I've not heard that specifically. I've heard that students are getting paid not from the university but through their name, image, and likeness contracts. So they're getting deals where they can, you know, represent products and companies and stuff. They can get sponsorship deals through NIL, but I've not heard that the universities are going to start paying them, but perhaps that's a topic for, you know, another sports report, actually. That sounds like a good conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what I heard, that they're decided that they're going to start paying some of the athletes from the money that they get at the gate, you know, for the stadiums that football players play in and the basketball arenas.
You mean tickets?
I don't know what they're going to do about
ticket
baseball.
Sales or concession sales,
yeah.
Or what? Just ticket
all
sales
that,
or also
all
concessions and everything?
All of it. All of it is going to be considered to be able to pay the students for playing and generating the crowds that are coming to the stadium. Yep, they decided that they should start paying the students, because before, the students weren't able to get any money for, you know, from the stands, from the ticket sales, and from the snack bars. The students couldn't get any of that money. But now they're saying student athletes
cannot be paid in order to maintain their amateur status. Once they get paid, then they're no longer amateurs. That's what the whole thing is about. That's why high school students and college students were not getting paid, because once they get paid, they're no longer amateurs, right? Once you get paid, right? I think that's kind of how it works.
Yeah.
Right. And so
they're making an
only amateurs
now.
My understanding is only amateurs can compete in college sports. But like I said, that's a conversation for another time, I think, that's going to require some actual research to figure out, like, instead of just speculation, but, you know, to find out what's actually true and what the issues are around college athletes getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's actually a good topic to actually do a little research on and find out what's going on. Maybe we can get DAG Sports to podcast to talk about that too.
Yep. Did you see my Facebook Live show this morning?
Oh, no, I did not.
Yeah.
You didn't mention that.
I talked about DAG Sports, and I did my little announcement that we're looking for sportscasters and sports reporters for high school and college teams in California and all over the United States. So if anybody's interested in being a sports reporter, they can contact me on the radio station, because I'm always looking for sports reporters for Gregory's Stories. And we can talk about sports reporters for DAG Sport, for the sports program for the high schools and the colleges and the, you know, the junior high schools and the parks, all of that. We can, you know, present, somebody can report on all of the sports. That's what I mentioned today on the sports report. So that's what I was thinking this morning. I said, I put an announcement out. Hopefully we can get some people that would be sportscasters and sports reporters in our our medias that we're putting together. You know, this is a good thing that we have these media programs, because Sarah High School has championship football and sports program, and then we have the sports program all over Southern California, and then we have the sports program all over the United States. We can really do a lot, because you got your contact in Georgia that's doing the sports. He got tournaments all over the place in basketball. He's really representing basketball really good. Are you still doing the website for the guy, what's his name, in Georgia, where he's doing all those tournaments?
Halftime Sports in Atlanta, Georgia,
yeah.
Or not Atlanta,
in
actually,
Atlanta, Georgia.
In Milton, Georgia, outside of Atlanta. But yeah, halftime sports.
Are you still
they're
doing?
Still they're Are actually you... they're gearing up for their they're starting to gear up for their summer camps right now. Summer and fall camps.
So you
that's how
you
far in advance they plan.
Are you still doing the website for them and the information?
I still am, halftimesports.net.
Okay. Well, that's good. That'll be a good avenue to get some, you know, some sports reporters and some, you know, sports announcers to come through these programs. That'd be really good. We can blow that up real big. And have people promoting on Gregory's stories. I can have people, we can promote on DAG Sports. And then we can talk about Never Enough Fitness. All of that. All of that. We can have sports reporters on everything. I'm looking at the big picture now. We can bring sports reporters, because we got the Daily Breeze newspaper in Southern California with all of the sports reporting news on all of the high schools and colleges in Southern California. And that's where, you know, a lot of the information can be drawn from. So, yeah. Oh, while I'm thinking about it, do you have a, have you designed a website for Never Enough Fitness so people can go to Never Enough Fitness to sign up for the exercise program? Like for
The short answer is Never Enough Fitness is just it's a Facebook group right now. But I'm gonna add that to the DAG Sports website. So pretty soon there's gonna be a page on DAG Sports where you can sign up for the Never Enough Fitness boot camps and online programs.
Right. Okay. Because that's what I'm going to talk to Dennis about. I want him to start doing the videos of him exercising and putting together a program where he says, we're doing 10 different exercises. And he can do a video of him doing each of the exercises. And then he can sell the program with people watching him do the video, you know. And then he can put exercise and entertainment video that I do on Friday on his exercise program. So he can include my exercise with his program. And then, you know, I'm videotaping my exercises, so I have a video which people can watch while they're doing the exercises along with me in my program. And then Dennis can do the exercises with his programs, his exercise program. And he can sell that program. I'm going to try to get him to sell the program for like $50, where they can buy it on the internet, or they can go to the website and sign up for the program on the internet or something like that. I'm going to suggest that to him, that he can make it available on the internet for people to sign up to exercise with him doing the videos on the internet. Like I do the exercises on Exercise and Entertainment show every Friday morning. Dennis, I don't know if he could write up a program. All he has to do is write a list of exercises, put how many sets you do in each exercise, you know. Like I do mine, I do 4 sets, and I do 30 reps on each set. And I do the pull-up, pull-down, and then I do curls with my right, curls with my left hand. And that's my program. That's my exercise program. So, you know, people can watch me because I'll tell them, we're doing set number one, 30 reps, go. And then I do it. And I do set number two, 30 reps, go. And I do four sets, and I do 30 reps in each set. And then I do the curls with right hand, curls with the left hand. 30 reps, four sets, left hand, right hand. And then we finish that, and then that's when I either tell a joke or sing a song, or it depends on what I feel like after I finish all the exercises. If I just want to lay down or if I want to talk some more, then, you know, I sing a couple of songs because that's easy. And then I'm like, well, I could tell some jokes, but I'm like, well, that's work. And, you know, I got to think about all the jokes, and I got to think about how they go and what's the punchline. That's work. And I'm like, I'd rather just sing the song because I know the lyrics and I can sing the song. That's easy. So I'll sing three or four songs and do it that way. But all of that's available. You know, I could do jokes. I could do songs. I could tell stories. As I told the story about the blind girl that I gave the money to go to the store, and she didn't come back with her feminine products because she gave the driver the money, and he took the 20 and gave her a dollar, and that's what she gave me. She gave me the dollar that I had given her, but I actually gave her a 20. Actually, the story is based on what Tito did to me at the blind center. So that's where I developed that story at. But that's what I do on my Facebook Live show. That's where I get my stories from. And it depends, like I said, how tired I am after I finish my exercises, interested in doing. All right. Well, where are we on the show? Are we, we're doing a story? Are we going to do a story right now? And are we going to sing a song? Are we going to play a song? Where are we right now on the show?
Well, it's 4:45, so.
Okay.
We actually had time for nothing, really.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what's today? The 9th of March?
March 8th.
Are we at the 10th of March? March 8th?
March
8th. Oh,
right.
Okay.
Friday, March 8th.
Friday, March 8th. All right. Well, I really hate to cheat the birthday people out of getting their recognition, but maybe we'll just bypass everything else today, and we'll start off on Monday, you know, with the birthday announcement. I kind of hate that we do birthdays, and then when other people's birthdays come up and we don't do their birthdays, I feel bad. I go, oh, man, we cheated them out of their special day. At least their announcement that is their birthday, you know. I don't know how many people actually listen to the production to hear their birthday, their names being announced on the birthday. I don't know. But I know that it's a quarter two, so I need to get inside because, you know, I don't want my director to be talking stuff about I'm taking longer to do my radio shows that we had originally agreed upon. And I always tell them, we didn't agree upon anything. I just gave you an idea. And that's what I was doing. So, you know, if I go over a little longer. But I know that my director's trying to get out of here after the end of the day so he can go home to his wife. And he got to drive up in the mountains where there's snowing, especially when it's raining out here. He got to drive through the mountains of the snow to get to his cabin because he lives in the mountains. So, you know, I don't know if he's waiting on me to get out of here so he can lock up. I think he just leaves the activity room open now. I don't think he unlocks it up so I can get out of here when I get out of here. But
it's 4:47. So if you're outside now, you probably need to head back in. So say whatever you need to say and then head back in.
Yeah. Well, all right, Las Vegas and everybody around the world, this is G Money, the pimp comic, the playboy comic, or the hustler. That's my new name now. I'm the hustler. G Money, the hustler comic. That's what somebody suggested. So if you like that name, you write in or call in and tell me that you like me being the hustler instead of the playboy comic or instead of the pimp comic. I'm the hustler now. And most people say the hustler is a better name for me. I'm G Money, the hustler. And I'm like the hustler comic? I don't know. But some people seem to really think that's a good name for me. So we'll see. We'll see. We'll see when I get ready to run my radio ads for my concert. See if people listen to the ads and go, oh, the hustler. Oh, what's he got going on? And we'll see if they buy into the name, the hustler. But anyway, all right. I'm out of here. I'm out of the air chair because I got to go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So I'll see you again on Monday. Have a good weekend, and God bless you. Have a great weekend with the sports program, especially the NBA. They got a lot of basketball games this weekend, college basketball and NBA basketball. All right. Arrivederci. Au revoir. Bye. I'm out. Later. Talk to you later, DJ. I'm out.
Peace.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today. Friday, March 8th, 2024. Happy birthday to Drea Berkeley. Happy birthday to Dexter Curtis. Happy birthday, Ayanna Glaze. Happy birthday to Lori A. Lennox. Happy birthday to Vanessa Gaines London. Happy birthday to Brandon Jamal Haynes. And last but not least, happy birthday to Eric D. Reed. That's it. So I want to wish everyone who's celebrating their birthday a happy birthday. to everyone who's celebrating today, a happy birthday for March 8th, 2024. And let us pray.
I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. And we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.